Hi, Olivia. We're absolutely ecstatic about the outcome. Couldn't have been better. Everyone's really happy with that. So we thank all the farmers that helped out and signed the petition for us at the Darren Field Days and at the Leading Ladies Dinner as well.
Now, the lease over the land expired 4 years ago, so wasn't the school prepared for new lease arrangements anyway?
They were prepared, but they weren't sure on what was going to happen. So.
Okay, so they were due for the renewal, but they didn't know that the housing estate was going to be so soon.
Yeah, they didn't know what was going to happen, and they thought that they were promised the land. So, so the fight, was won, and, we're very happy with that.
So how did you and the PNC manage to twist the state government's arm on this issue?
Well, the PNC have been working on it for a while. We jumped on board a couple of months ago just to open up the issue to farmers, because we thought something like this was a great initiative and good to breach that city-country divide. Getting farmers involved was what we wanted to do.
So how long have you been campaigning for this?
Only a couple of months when we jumped on board with them, but we're really, really happy. I didn't even get all the signatures to them before I got the phone call with the news, so still sending in the petitions now.
Now, going from 27 hectares to 8, admittedly it's better than 3.6 hectares, but it's less than a third of the original land size. So how will the full agricultural program continue to operate at Lockridge?
They're prepared to keep everything as it is with the 8 hectares. They thought having the 27 hectares was quite a luxury for the area. So they're definitely happy with 8, but they knew that without the 8, they definitely would not have been viable. And they wouldn't have been able to keep their sheep enterprise because it wouldn't have been ethical or environmentally sound.
Having a program like this smack bang in the middle of the city, I mean, what's the benefit to the broader farming community?
The benefit is there's huge benefits of it. They have about 2,500 school kids come through there every year to open their eyes up to agriculture, and they have a paddock to plate program. It's everything that agriculture needs these days to lift the profile of farming in the city. So, it's definitely something that needs to stay.
Well, there was very little awareness of Lockridge in the wider farming community. So, if nothing else, at least this campaign does lift the profile of the school farm.
Yeah, it definitely has. And we're going to be working with them from now on. Keep your eye out for more work that we'll be doing with Lockridge.
Lawrence Lenzer, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.